As you may know, the entire internet has crashed. More now on our continuing coverage.
Welcome back. Details are still emerging tonight about this evening's top story. The government is still dealing with the repercussions of the fatal error message that appeared on millions of computer screens worldwide less than 2 hours ago. And just moments ago, FBI officials announced that they had traced the crash of the internet tonight to this man, Eric Tipton of Wallingford, Connecticut. Tipton said he had more than 35 windows open on his computer at the time of the crash. He had been downloading the Yo La Tengo discography from iTunes while streaming several YouTube videos, listening to an NPR broadcast, instant messaging his friends, checking 3 email accounts, talking on Skype, and playing online poker, all while installing the latest version of Firefox and updating his system software. When he opened a friend's MySpace profile, an animated GIF of the Peanuts character Linus dancing started to play, along with a MIDI version of Justin Timberlake's Sexy Back. Authorities believe it put too much strain on the internet, causing the global shutdown. Tipton defended himself in a letter he transmitted to us via an archaic telephone line-based network of low-quality printers. He said, "The screen froze up and there was nothing I could do. I tried to force quit all the open applications, but nothing worked." Tipton then pulled the computer power cord from the wall and replugged it in. Although the internet did restart, Tipton found that all data had been lost. At an emergency press conference, White House Press Secretary Tony Snow admitted that the government does not have a backup of the internet, but had, quote, always meant to get around to making one. Snow added, "They are so mad at themselves right now." Perhaps even harder hit was America's blogging community. Trillions of pages of commentary and diaries of daily minutiae have been forever erased.
Suddenly my life just seems so boring. I feel like control-alt-deleting myself.
Nigeria was the first nation to report a full economic collapse from the internet crash. 94% of its gross national product came from internet ventures. Several American organizations have already stepped forward to provide aid during the crisis. The TV network ABC has begun 24-hour broadcasting of America's funniest home videos to fill the void left by YouTube.
And in major urban areas, volunteers are handing out emergency diet tips, celebrity gossip, and humorous poems about office life.
A meeting between a coalition of internet power players has been arranged for later tonight. The group includes Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, and Craig of Craigslist. When we return, one man's heroic struggle to pick up the pieces and rebuild his Flickr album.